role playing is just going to make the whole thing easier for you. And I think you can see this. If we had the whole day to do those three scenarios, and I brought you guys up here, and we sat down and we just kept doing them until we got them really good, there would be a huge difference. And so, but your life is a role play, and it's fantastic because you can go into so many accounts and you can be trying to implement those things. The list of things that you want to work on that's in that role play, the asking the customer's expectations, listening, repeating back, using a first name, making value statements, building a customer status. Did anybody do anything to build a customer status?
It's hard to do that when you're not great.
Yeah, right. You got all these things going on, but I mean, you know, there's always ways to do that, and if you get used to that and you get that, integrate that into your system, every time you go in and make a call, you'll look around at the person, at his office, the plant, whatever, and there's certainly things that you can say, and you could have this little list, you know, in your pocket. So when you go in, you could look at it, you know, and then you can integrate these things into your sales call, maybe not as smoothly as you'd like, but, oh, I missed that one, so let me try to use more of that one and so on.
John, would that be the same as, like, when I'm talking to my engineer and I'm kind of offering myself as his assistant to let him know that, hey, I'm here to serve you, your needs, those kind of things? Would that be kind of a way of offering that, you know, giving that status, letting him know that?
Yeah, of course, that's one. Yeah, you're going to be his assistant or try to help him in some way, yes. But, you know, there's other ways to do it, too. You know, like, it's, you know, not by overwhelming the guy with how much you know and what you're going to do for him, all that kind of stuff, but just having that kind of, like, self-effacing attitude. And then, you know, things like, you know, would it be all right if I interrupted you? May I tell you about this? And what Matt said was, would it be all right if I take some notes? You know, well, now that, you know, that's, of course, go ahead and take notes, you know, but it just is, you know, it's obviously asking permission for something you don't have to ask permission for generally.
Well, and occasionally, I mean, there's a company in my territory, it's, they manufacture nuclear vessels.
Right, and so you can't take notes maybe there, right?
So in that instance, it's not a bad thing to ask permission.
Yeah, right. Security here is like totally unbelievable. So, but you know, those kinds of things, asking permission, and you know, other things like, you know, if I go and I call on a customer and he's in good shape, I would say something like, "Wow, looks like you work out quite a bit," you know. And generally, somebody that's in good shape, they spend a lot of time working out, and you know, it's a hell of an effort, as we all know. And you know, you're right, I work out a lot. Feel this over here. Okay, so here's the list, and here's the role play.
We gonna take a break now, John? Well,
I guess we could. Yeah, probably is a good spot. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, we're gonna talk about closing now, and that starts on page 44. Now, one of the things that that often is said in the beginning of a meeting is that we want to learn how to close. Like as if closing is some kind of a magical thing that that can be manipulated. Maybe if you're selling shoes or used cars or something like that, or appliances, where somebody comes in and they're just going to come in and then they're going to go to the next store, that you can do any number of closes. And I got a bunch of them listed here and explained what they are. In our business, however, it just doesn't work that way. In our business, it's more about relationships. It's about spending time helping and earning the business. However, the concept of closing, if it wasn't in my sales documentation, people would wonder, why don't you have something in there about closing? So for a long time, I wrestled with this whole idea of closing and so on, and I've come to the conclusion that there were two kinds of closes, really. One is what you might say an activity close. So here's an activity close. allowing you to come back again. Would it be all right if I come back next week? May I stop in to see you again in the future? Can I put you on my mailing list for my newsletter or something along that line. And I've got a list of these things. And these activity closes are micro in nature. That is very, very detailed and tiny. The other kind of close is what you might call the preferred supplier close. The preferred supplier close. The preferred supplier close, that's where we want to go to. But for these activity closes, some of the most common described closes are the trial close. And here you might say, I can get a box of these over here by Wednesday if you want, expecting the customer to say, okay. You have the assumptive close. It looks perfect for you. I will come by tomorrow and take you to a plant where you can see them in action. So that's like assuming that the customer is going to say, okay, 1 o'clock is fine, let's do it.